USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As progressives and moderates continue to fight in her party, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains optimistic about passage of a social spending bill.
Many of you know I was really very unhappy about not passing the BIF last week. I really was very unhappy because we had an October 31st deadline, and I thought that that was eloquent, but not enough, I guess. So now we're going to pass both bills.
The California Democrat insisting the measure will be paid for. There appears to be little progress in talks between Kellogg's and the union representing many workers. Talks breaking down Wednesday night with union negotiators saying the last offer was all about concessions and the negotiating committee will not bring back its membership for a vote. Kellogg's workers in states including Tennessee and Michigan have been on strike since early October. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
More details are coming out regarding a vaccine mandate.
The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A more than 12-hour pursuit of a stolen big rig in Southern California has ended peacefully. The suspect continued to drive the big rig at speeds of up to 60 miles an hour on blown-out tires and remain inside the truck until he was approached by SWAT officers in armored vehicles. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Thursday morning's report by the Labor Department shows 269,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims last week. That's 14,000 fewer than the week before and the lowest total in 20 months. Richard Allison is a CEO of Domino's. He tells CNBC hiring has been a challenge for them.
You know, Andrew, you're right. You know, it certainly impacted us here at Domino's and broadly across the restaurant industry. It's one of the tightest labor markets we've seen in a long time. So, you know, a lot of things that, you know, that we're trying to do, you know, under our control to affect, you know, the outcomes here. We've been raising wages, you know, in our corporate stores and in our supply chain centers, adding benefits, you know, improving our processes and bringing technology forward to improve worker productivity in our stores. But it's a challenging time for sure.
The ACLU is pushing President Biden to keep his word and pay big bucks to illegal immigrant families who were separated at the border during the Trump administration. Republicans like Texas Senator John Cornyn believe that's a crazy idea.
This is another example of the Biden administration continuing to offer incentives for people to illegally immigrate to the United States.
There are reports the White House is considering paying $450,000, the president calling those reports garbage. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.